Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Is it okay to teach 5 and 6 year olds about LGBT issues? And again, let's clarify, we're not talking about the sexual act. I would hope not, anyway, that we're not talking about, you know, obviously the sexual act. Let me know what you think. The number is 0871 88 0008. Antoinette, maybe I'm wrong. Antoinette, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing?
Hi, Niall.
Good. Antoinette, you know, should children be, you know, taught not about the sexual acts, but obviously about LGBT issues? You know, that it's okay if you grow up, you can marry a little boy or a little girl. If you are a boy or a girl, that's fine. That's all. That's
no,
what life's all about.
No, most certainly it's not.
Right, okay, why not?
Because I would, if I had a five-year-old, I am absolutely sick to the back teeth of them and their LGBT, whatever you might call it anymore. I mean, men don't know if they're women, women don't know if they're men. No one seems to know who they are. But trying to put that into a five-year-old's head, who the hell do they think they are? And who's going to leave their kids in classrooms to learn that at 5 years old? Are they sick and twisted in the heads, the lot of them?
Well, let me give you the opposing view. Not that I necessarily agree with it, but let me give you the opposing view. The opposing view from the gay community would be, well, hold on, I'm sick to death listening to your heterosexuality and you telling children that a little boy will marry a little girl and a little girl will marry a little boy.
But sure, we wouldn't be telling them that. You don't be telling five-year-olds that they're getting married to anybody.
Well, they do. They've little dreams. Haven't they got little dreams?
Right. You know, they can have their dreams, yeah, but I sure won't be discussing that they can marry them.
You know, when they're watching, you know, a programme on television or a little kid's movie, and it's always a little man and a little woman that get married and run off into the sunset, they want to see things change. They want to see, like, Disney movies and books and everything represent little gay families and, you know, same-sex families.
What happens to the people who want to be with men or women? What happens to them?
They'll be represented too.
LGBT, whatever you might call them, got their voices.
LGBT.
They want everything their way. And to me, they've got too many rights. They can be what they want. Nobody gives a damn. But why can't everyone else be what they want and have a say in it? Yeah, I would not let no five-year-old in to learn about such shit I never heard in all of my life.
In their mind, it's not shit.
Well, it's their life. Because at this stage now, you don't even know who you're passing on the street, if they're man or woman, because you might offend them if you call them Mr. or Mrs. My God, you can do nothing right in this country anymore. And now they want to bring us in to teach kids. No ways. On every level, it is wrong.
Right, I'm looking here at some of the text coming in. We never had to teach children about heterosexuality. But we did.
Of course kids are taught about it.
No, I'm talking about heterosexuality. We do teach children about heterosexuality, I suppose, unconsciously. Because in our little school books, you know, we'll have Peter and Mary. We don't have Peter and John. You know what I mean? In movies and, you know, little Peppa Pigs and all those kind of things, there's a mammy and a daddy. It's not a mammy and a mammy. It's not a daddy and a daddy. You know, would you like to see like a Peppa Pig type cartoon that becomes really popular with two daddies in it?
Well, no, I wouldn't be watching Peppa Pig if that was the case.
Well, you wouldn't be letting your children watch it, no?
Well, I don't have young kids.
Well, when you did.
No, they would not be watching it because I have nothing against them. That's fine. Leave everyone else to their own devices, but they're just trying to take over the place now. And they want their opinion and they're going to ram it down everyone else's neck. Well, have their opinion, but by Jesus, don't think they're going to teach them five-year-olds about they're going to marry a little girl. Imagine telling a little girl that she's going to marry a little princess or a little boy he's going to marry a prince. My God, they'd be looking at you like you had two heads on you.
Well, they don't know any better.
Exactly my point. So why would you teach them? You don't teach them about that normally. Not at 5 years old, you don't. And before anyone comes on and calls me a Bible basher, I do not give a damn. It's nothing got to do with anything like that.
Well, I suppose what they're trying to say, and again, I'm only giving you the opposing view, not that I necessarily agree, that you have to teach tolerance. That by teaching that it's okay that if you love a boy and you're a boy, you know, and you want to marry a boy and you're a boy or you're a girl and you want to marry a princess, that's okay. You're teaching tolerance.
I won't be teaching no tolerance.
Oh.
That's one thing I will not be teaching.
Well, why shouldn't we be taught? Well, I mean, look, you know, as much as there's many things I don't agree with.
What do they want
from the liberal left, I'm still quite tolerant.
Yeah, but what do they want us to tolerate?
What?
What is it they want us to teach the tolerance of?
To normalise somewhat, you know, different types of relationships.
But sure, if they want to classify it as normal, that's fine. I've nothing against two men, two women together. I don't care.
Mm-hmm.
But I sure won't be teaching my kids that it's okay.
Yeah, well, hang on for a second. Let me just go to Donal. You're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Donal?
Not too bad, Neil, not too bad. You know, in a way, I agree with that woman said. I think it's a good idea, but I think the age is far too young. That's the first thing. And the second thing, I find it very sinister in a world that's so diverse. Why we're just teaching about LGBT, you said yourself, you know, we're a very diverse world. Why aren't we teaching about not only accepting LGBT, but accepting why some kids are fat or why some kids don't achieve academically? Why are we just not stretching the net further than the LGBT? Why are we just picking the LGBT to educate our kids in? That's unfair to everybody else. And if anything, it's promoting the LGBT community above every other community.
So we should be teaching about fat shaming and education, disability.
Education should never have borders, Neil, because when it does, it becomes then just the education of one particular group. And when you teach your children about LGBT at 5 or at any age and exclude other groups that are in society, you're basically saying that this is a special
group. Well, I'll tell you what, the BBC asked this question and the LGBT community in the UK went bonkers over it and said it was morally wrong to ask this question. And the question they asked was, is it morally right to teach 5-year-olds about LGBT issues at school? My response to the LGBT community when I went on Twitter, and I have quite a huge response to my response, was, I think it's perfectly acceptable to question and debate. In my opinion, 5-year-olds don't need any educational instruction on heterosexuality, homosexuality, lesbianism, transsexual or LGBT issues in school. They are children and relationship advice should be only parental.
Is
that a fair answer, do you think?
No.
That it's your job as a parent to look after that aspect of their lives.
No, it's not. Hold it. Excuse me a minute. My job as a parent is to send my child to school to be educated. If they want to push my job off and be my parent, then don't teach them about the LGBT community and the diversity that's in life. Let me do it at home.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
You can't have it both ways here. If the LGBT community decide that they're, you know, that this is a good idea and that this is what they should do, I think they've got it very wrong. I think the LGBT community, in a lot of ways, where they came from and their background, especially in this country, should have a more understanding and open mind about the situation here. When you start shutting down things and making it just about one particular group, that's a recipe for disaster.
Exactly.
And I think we have in this country, needless to say, we have a Taoiseach who's in the LGBT community. We have, you know, very strong influences in this country from the LGBT
community. Well, we do. We have Leo Varadkar, we have Catherine Zappone.
There's
nothing wrong with that, is there?
My point being, is we have a very strong lobby group of LGBTQ politically in this country, and that's grand, but at the same time...
But in fairness, Antonella, I don't think the fact that they're gay has anything to do with the decisions they're making.
They're complete and total idiots.
But they can't promote exclusion here, and that's what they're doing. They're actually promoting exclusion by not covering a wider group of people.
I'm assuming that the people who are LGBT would say, well, we're quite happy to teach about heterosexuality, homosexuality, lesbianism, transgenderism, everything. But they want it more open. So they, you know, and let me be clear, by the way, I don't think, there are a few nutty politicians out there who think we should be teaching sexual activity to young children, but however, generally speaking, they're talking about life, I suppose, lifestyles to children rather than sexuality. So in other words, if little Johnny, when he's 5, comes to the teacher, you know, and says, I'm going to marry a princess one day, that she should say to him, yes, and maybe you'll marry a prince. That'll be okay too.
Well, I honestly don't think that should be the case.
In other words, to normalise all forms of relationships.
No, it should be equally the teacher's job to say, well, Johnny, you might remain single, or Johnny, you might marry some Muslim
Or you
woman,
might end up with a disability.
She could get her list out. She should go through all her list. Why should she say, well, that's okay too, Johnny? When you know, the world as we travel through it is becoming more diverse and more open. And we can't expect our children, because we're being pushed in that direction, and for children to survive, they're going to have an openness to everything, not just LGBTQ. The world doesn't stop at LGBTQ. There's a world beyond LGBTQ.
Okay, somebody else, by the way, said some of the texts coming in. Over-tolerance is the new tolerance. The more that this LGBT agenda push goes on, the more people will reject it. Another person says here, well done, Niall. You hooked yourself a real hillbilly, which or something there. I don't know what that's even supposed to mean. Yawan. Oh, Yawan. Antoinette.
I'm a hillbilly.
I've never heard you called a hillbilly before.
I've been called a lot of things, Niall, but a hillbilly, I can add that to my list tonight.
Yeah, we should have called you Jethro or something. Let me just go to Ian. Ian, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Ian? Ellie May. Sorry, Ian. I mean, are five-year-olds too young to learn about LGBT issues?
I think so. I mean, yeah, I mean, they don't really care about that stuff at that age. I wouldn't have thought they'd be more interested in their druggy Lego or whatever.
Well, I imagine so, yeah. Then, you know, Superman and Batman and stuff like that.
Yeah, I mean, that stuff isn't going to... You know, isn't going to make an impact with them until they're maybe teenagers.
Well, if it's not going to make an impact, then what's the issue? Then what's the issue, they're saying, what's the issue in having, instead of having a Peter and Mary book, you know, that teaches them, you know, the way we'd have the books in school, the little English books.
Yeah.
We'll have a book with, you know, Peter and Peter, or Mary and Mary. And well, not obviously the same names, but, you know, having two females or two males.
Yeah, but then, you know, aren't we going to have to, you know... get rid of teaching religion and teach all religions and, you know, go down
that route. Well, mind you, I've said that on numerous occasions, by the way, but that's two wrongs don't make a right either. Yeah, I believe religion shouldn't be part of school education, but however, that's a whole other argument.
May I,
Donald, sorry, go ahead, yeah.
I just want to add something as well, that I'm not putting legs on this, but if you're teaching a child about LGBTQ, and the benefit, or the seed of the benefit in this, is that there's an understanding of children coming from LGBTQ families in the future, and they'll be going to school, and they won't have a traditional mother and father. Now, this has already happened in some states in America, in particular in California, where the LGBT community won protests because of the sensitivity issue of no longer having a mommy and daddy figure. It's a partner figure. It's not a mommy and daddy figure.
Why not?
And I'm just wondering, when the curriculum is laid out and the idea is laid out...
Well, I can tell you this is already a thing, because even in Ireland now, teachers have been told never to address parents as mommy and daddy.
Well, you see, here we go.
Well, and we had that from a teacher from the horse's mouth here on the show about 5 or 6 weeks ago. They've already been told that you address them as parents.
That's totally wrong. That is absolutely wrong. Absolutely wrong. Kids that have mother and father should be recognised as mother and father.
Exactly.
Kids with two fathers should be recognised as having two dads. Kids with two mothers should be recognised as having two moms.
Well, I suppose from their point of view, the Department of Education are saying it's easier just to say parents than rather than identifying mothers and fathers.
But you see, the Department of Education are there to educate our kids. They're not.
So that's already a thing, just to clarify, though.
They're not there to rear our kids or cross that line. So if I tell my child at home, you say, mommy and daddy, and you said that child is two daddies and that child is two mammies. If my child goes to school, they are not then to cross the line of being a parent for that child.
Mm-hmm.
And they have no right then to call me and say to me that my parenting guidelines should follow what they say, because they are overreaching their remit.
Well, you see, you might have your remit and your own personal views on life, which is acceptable, and then you can raise your children whatever way you want to raise them. But the state, as far as they're concerned, have a responsibility to raise children in some sort of neutral, balanced way.
And the
LGBT community will argue that to be neutral and balanced and give equality and tolerance to everybody, they must educate young children in thinking that there's nothing abnormal about having two daddies, or there's nothing abnormal about, you know, daddy becoming a mammy, or, you know, whatever.
I would have thought the LGBT community would be proud and fly it as a flag to have their son or their daughter refer that I have two daddies or I have two mammies. Not to hide it away or not to bury it, but to be proud of the fact.
Okay, so and would you object, for example, if the school started changing books, which is happening already, by the way, changing books to I suppose, reflect the fact that we have a more diverse society, you know, with, you know, gay, lesbian, transgender people in society. Would you be happy enough with school books reflecting that?
Not if it was just confined to one particular community. If it was Muslims and other different lifestyles and everything else, I'd be happy. If it's, like I said at the beginning, if it's just one lifestyle...
But you can't include everything. You can't include people with disabilities and people who are overweight.
If you can't include everything, lessons of the past, if you can't include everything, don't do it, because if you don't include everybody, you're excluding somebody, and if you're excluding somebody, you're automatically marginalising somebody. We've been down this road and seen how it doesn't work.
Okay, well, hang on for a second. I want to go to Louise. Louise. Well, hang on. Let me just go to Louise if I can. Louise, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Louise? Louise, yeah. I mean, I'm sure you spotted my Twitter account over the weekend, as you probably do on a regular basis, but I was responding to somebody who had basically questioned the BBC's moral ethics when BBC Question Time put out the argument, is it morally right to teach five-year-olds about LGBT issues in school? That was the question they put out in Question Time on BBC. And I said, I think it's perfectly acceptable to question and debate. In my opinion, five-year-olds don't need any educational instruction on heterosexuality, homosexuality, lesbian, transsexual, or any LGBT issues in school. Their children and relationship advice should be parental only. Now, is it right to be teaching five-year-olds, and I'm not talking about physical sex, obviously, but sexuality, is it right to be teaching five-year-olds about that in school?
I think it doesn't do them any harm, to be honest. I mean, I'm not too sure that five is maybe too young.
To say to little Johnny, well, you know, little Johnny, you mightn't necessarily marry a princess, but you might marry a prince, and that's okay too.
Yes, I mean, I think all forms of inclusion are important, and it's important that children of any age, and well, maybe not just five, but a little bit older than that, would have some kind of idea of inclusion and equality. I mean, at the end of the day, and as your speaker just said a minute ago, you've got to also include the Muslim population and all the others.
But you'd be there all day if you were including all minorities. You'd be there all day, wouldn't you?
As a general principle, I think you've got to teach children equality for everyone, not just for one particular group.
Can I just say one more thing, Neil, there? What would the reaction be if you turned around and you said, okay, the schools are going to teach the children of the LGBT community about heterosexual society?
We do that naturally anyway, don't we?
No, we don't do it. We do it naturally, but we don't force it in on the school. Do we do it in the school?
But hang on, we do.
No. We're talking about school's curriculum. On the school curriculum, does it teach particularly the sons and daughters of the LGBT community who are in school and teach them particularly about the heterosexual community?
Well, it does. But hang on, Donald, when I was in school, you know, the little book that I had was Peter and Jane. So, you know, Peter and Jane were a boy and a girl with a mammy and a daddy. So that was the way we were taught in school, that's the norm. You know, to have a mammy and a daddy, and it was Peter and Jane, a boy and a girl.
Tell me what's wrong with teaching that to an LGBT.
Well, there's nothing wrong. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. But the LGBT community are saying now, well, hang on. You know, we need to change what we're doing here. And there's other books available now. For example, there's one about two penguins who are both gay.
Why could you not have a teacher who said that this is Peter and Jane here, and they're doing whatever it is Peter and Jane doing in a kid's book? And for the kids of the LGBT community, you know, not as blatant as that point, but it could equally be two men or two women. And move on. Why is it flipped the other way around? Why is it assumed that the heterosexual community have to be the ones that receive the lessons?
Okay, let me ask Louise. Louise, as a transgender woman, you know, are we confusing children when we're putting... I mean, when they're 5 to 10 years of age, they're not really sexualized at all. They're not looking at... As I mentioned earlier on, my best friend in school when I was 5 years of age, he was my best friend. No girl came before him. I wasn't gay, but he was my best friend and he was the most important person to me in school. But it didn't mean I was gay. I didn't need someone to tell me, well, it's all right if you want to marry him when you get older. I would have found that out naturally myself. So there's no reason, because to suggest, for example, that heterosexuality isn't the norm, and I'm not saying normal, isn't the norm, would be crazy, because it is, because the majority of people are heterosexual. Yes, we should be tolerant of differences in society, but to suggest them to children might only confuse them. Would you not agree?
I wouldn't, but I'll tell you why. I was walking out of the house here one day, and there's a school beside me, and there's a mother with three kids. They would have been primary school. They would have been around 5, 6, 7, somewhere around that age. And one was running in front, and he was calling the other one, the smaller one of the two, you're gay, 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 in a derogatory way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he obviously heard that from parents, because he wouldn't know what gay means. But
he just saw it as an insult.
Yes, he knew that was an insult, because he'd heard a parent saying something in a derogatory way about somebody who was gay. So the child picked that up. Now, if you had education in school around that sort of ethos, if you like, then he would suddenly realize, well, no, I can't bully this child by calling him gay, because that's what he was doing.
Donald, is that a fair point?
I honestly don't think so, because it's a different issue when we come to bullying, as the woman mentioned the word bullying. It's a totally different issue. We will never, ever be able to wipe out bullying of any sort. What we're talking about here is a curriculum in school. And one kid running down... Look, the word gay was thrown around a couple of years ago as being an in-word. Oh, that's gay. I was like, it was in, you know... It was
camp, yes. Right,
yeah,
okay.
Exactly. 100%. Now, if the sensitivities of the LGBT community are there to that word, that it's gay, I think perhaps they just need to settle down and realise that every word they choose to adopt to describe themselves, that the heterosexual or the world community could not necessarily adjust to it.
I think the point she was making was it was used primarily as an insult. In other words, there's something wrong with being gay.
The word, like I said, is, and she used the word bullying. That we can't negate that. You can't teach that in school. The teachers have tried to tell kids about bullying, and bullying is a separate issue.
But it doesn't matter whether it's bullying. But it was the use of derogatory language against the child.
What about the derogatory language used against the fat person or against the person who might be?
It's exactly the same thing.
Donald, we do tell children not to insult each other or not to bully each other. Bullying is a big issue actually in schools at the moment. It doesn't stick,
but my point is we can't just point out one particular community. Again, I think it's very unfair and it's marginalising everybody else. And like I said, when you look at the history of the LGBT community in this country, they themselves are marginalised, pushed back and pushed down. They know firsthand the consequences of it, and now they want to partake in a system that's going to execute the same measures that were executed against them a number of years back. It doesn't work.
Yeah, see, Louise, you know, I'm all in favour when it comes to lifestyle choices and when it comes to, you know, people's sexuality and when it comes to, you know, whatever it is that, you know, parents should be really responsible for that when it comes to their children at such a young age. I would be concerned where that will go. You know, I understand the simplistic view of it that we talked about a second ago about the prince and princess, but I would be concerned when I look at some of the independent politicians and what they're talking about in education for 7 and 8 year olds. I wouldn't want particularly my child getting into that and understanding all that. I mean, I don't want, and with respect to you, I don't want a 5 year old or my 5 year old being told, well, listen, you know, when you get to 12, if you want to be a girl, you're grand, sure, you can do that, that's fine. Because that's too much information for a child to take in. He's happy to be a boy for that moment. But look, if he's 12 or 13 and that's the way he feels, that's fine too. Support that as well. But for the moment, there's an assumption that every boy will end up being a man, every girl will end up being a girl. I'm assuming that's a normal assumption, isn't it? And there's also assumption that every boy will be straight and every girl will be straight. Now, if they're not, and if they're gay or if they're transgender, which is a very small amount of the population in the future, I mean, so be it. And we deal with it then and we support it then. But to suggest it at a young age, I think you're only giving them options that confuses them that are probably never going to happen.
I don't think you go into it in a great deal of detail. I mean, I think that, as I said earlier, if you teach them inclusion for...
But we are going into it in great detail. We're changing language. We're changing educational systems to mould around this. The very fact I mentioned a few minutes ago to Donald, that, you know, teachers now can't use the word mammy and daddy anymore. They have to say parents. All this kind of stuff is all being pushed by the LGBT community.
Yes, it may be, but if you go back, just as you said, and I went back to the Jack and Jill books that we had at school, and they were heterosexual. They were like Jane and Jane or whatever it was. Is that long ago now? I can't remember. But you know, we had these little books with a boy and a girl, and we were taught
and a mammy and a daddy, yeah,
and a mommy and daddy. We were taught to read like that.
But what's wrong with that?
There's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
Well, then why change it? Why change it?
Except that in this day and age, there are people are much more aware of other sexualities, other genders, and everything else. So I don't think if you teach children to be exclusively male and female, there's more than that to life.
But if I may ask you a question here, why is it that we talk about this and yet we have LGBT, it's been more exposed in society than ever before on television, it's all over the place. And yet the kids that see that are still exposed to that, but yet we're not happy with that because we're saying, oh, they need to get it into the schools as well. But yet it's all around us.
There's still a lot more discrimination going on. We have accepted
the LGBT community in this country with open arms. We even stand by and we say, look, the LGBT have their own day with their gay pride day. That's just for them and them alone. And look, we'd like to welcome into the community so you'd feel that you'd never have to have a special day. But if you want a special day for yourself outside the rest of the community, we accept that and we celebrate that with you and so on and so forth. But to change education in schools for our kids is not right. It's not the way it's going to happen, you know. I mean,
okay, well, can I also argue as well, Louise, you say there's more discrimination now than ever. I don't agree with that at all. I think the discrimination that you're seeing is on social media. Yeah, but on social media, yes, there's a lot of discrimination and a lot of derogatory stuff on social media, but that's only because it's social media and people's opinions are being exposed. I think those opinions and intolerances have always been there. I don't think that's changed.
Gay guys that have been attacked recently.
How many times back in the 70s were fellas coming out of the George, or the late 70s and early 80s, coming out of the George and being beaten up? Gay bashing was a thing back in the 70s and 80s. I don't think it's as bad now, Louise.
No, it's not as bad, but it's still there. Yep. And there are people, and I have friends who are being discriminated against in their own villages in the country. It's not as bad in Dublin in some areas. But you go down to the
Hang on for a second. I want to bring Peter in as well because I don't have too much time. Peter, you're on Classic Kids. How you doing, Peter?
How's it going, Niall? Absolutely disgraceful, what's going on. To allow children at the age of 4 years, instead of Anne and Barry, to have, you know,
Barry
Anne
and Mike,
whatever, Barry and Mike. That is absolutely disgraceful that a child at the age of 5 be given a book like that. And
equally, the gay community would say to you, well, I think it's disgraceful that they're given a Jane and Peter book.
Well, then tell them to open up a LGBT school and send our kids there.
Well, now you're into partition there, aren't you? Now, segregation.
No, partition. Well, they're a minority. They're not a majority. They're a minority of people. And they should not have any say on what goes into our schools. You know what I mean? It didn't, whatever they learned in school, it didn't stop them from being gay. You know what I mean? The books they read in school didn't stop them from growing up and making decision to be gay or not gay. Like, I have a 10-year-old son, and nearly every single day I walk the dogs with my son, and I'm yet to have the conversation with him about male, female, and the whole sex and things like that. And like, I'm sure
at 10 he's looking at girls thinking they're pretty. Or boys, if the case would be.
I hope he is. I hope you're not looking at blokes because...
Well, why wouldn't you? But if he came to you, Peter, you know, and I understand the point you're making, right? And you're probably conservative in your views, right? But I'd be a bit of a doddery old conservative too in some sense, right? But if one of my sons came to me or my daughter came to me and said I'm gay, I would be just as proud of them and equally as proud of them as I would if they were straight. But why? I mean, would you be concerned if your 10-year-old who's now 12 comes to you and says, Daddy, I kind of prefer boys. I'd like to have a boyfriend. Would you be horrified?
Horrified, I'd say, look, son, that's completely wrong. Whatever way you're thinking, you're not thinking right.
Why would you say that to him, Peter?
Because the same way, he wasn't created. But
that's intolerance. I'm surprised at you, Peter. I'm saying that's intolerance.
Right, when you go to a garage, where do you put the petrol in the car?
Peter, I'm not going to get into the sexuality of it, all right?
Yeah, but that's what it boils down to.
But Peter, hang on, it doesn't boil down. It boils down to love. You know, I mean, I'm not gay. My sons are not gay. My daughter's not a lesbian. But, I mean, there are people who have... But what do you mean, thank God?
Thank God.
Well, there are people
who have gay sons. I'm
agreeing with you about the 5-year-old in education and about not putting too many ideas in their head at one time. It's confusing. But to get on later in life and suggest that you wouldn't be supportive of your child if they were gay.
A child?
Yeah.
Like, what age are you talking about?
Okay, 14 years of age.
You think somebody at 14 years of age is eligible to tell, like, you know, what sort of sexuality they're at that stage?
When I was 14, I was kissing girls.
When I was 15, I'm telling you.
Okay, well, exactly. Exactly. You know what I mean? So we were saying, you're sexualized probably from the age of 11 or 12.
Can I just jump in there and ask you a question? Your caller there that's calling in, he has his own very strong views. They wouldn't be my views. I'd be aligned with you as regards that. But I think your caller should be given the right, if he has a son going to school, and if there's LGBT class being taught, much like a religious class, your caller that you have on the line right now should be given the option of having their son sit in that class or go out and do woodwork or do an extra course in math, whatever the case may be.
If they allow classes like that into a school, I would take my son and daughter straight out of the schools.
Louise, you've been listening to Peter now. Peter obviously has a religious background.
Peter, I'm very sorry for you there, but I mean, look, at the end of the day...
Don't feel sorry for me, I'm very happy.
Peter, hang on, let Louise finish. And this is what I was actually saying earlier on. There is a lot of discrimination against the LGBT community. So, if people have never seen somebody who's gay or lesbian, they're not going to know anything about them. But if they're brought up to believe that equality is there for everybody, then it has to be there for everybody. And we won't have this discrimination
Peter, you're coming from, and you mentioned, I think the last time you were on there, going back a while ago, your religion, are you Pentecostal, was it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, you know, you have...
Wait, but put all that aside now.
I'm not going to put that aside, because I do believe that your views are coming from a religious background.
Yeah, but should I not be allowed to choose what
Absolutely.
I want for my child?
Absolutely, you should.
The same way...
Absolutely, you should. Hang on for a second. I absolutely agree that you should be allowed to raise your child whatever way you see fit, right? I would stand by you for the right to do that, right? And if you feel you want to take your kids out of school because that's what they're doing, fair play to you. I would stand by your right to do that. But what does worry me and what does irk me a little bit about your opinion is that if your child, because by you telling your child not to be gay is not going to make any difference whatsoever, by the way. But so your child comes to you at 14 or 15 and says, Dad, I'm gay. For you to turn around and say, you're not thinking straight, son, off you go there now into the big bad world and find yourself a woman.
No.
That would you never accept that as a father?
No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't accept it at all.
Would you put your child out of the house?
No, I wouldn't put my child out of the house. I'm trying, since my son and daughter are at a young age, I'm trying to teach them as best I can to be the best example as I can for them growing up.
And what, being gay is not a good example of a human being?
No. First of all, I don't want them to end up the way I was before. And second of all, I want them to have the best in life.
How would you feel if I turned around to your kids and said heroin addicts are the worst things in the world because you were a former heroin addict, Peter, and they should discriminate against heroin addicts and call them all the names under the sun? And how would you feel if I did that because you were a former heroin addict?
Yeah, let them. Because that's what I was back then.
And so, move on in time. Your son is 19 or 20. I want you to meet my boyfriend, Dad.
I'd find that very, very... At that age, when he was 19, and if after all I was after being an example for him and teaching him, if he ended up gay after that, well then, I'd feel like I'd failed to teach him the right way to live.
Yeah, but you're born gay.
Yeah, born, oh my goodness.
You're
not born gay. Of course you can. You're not born gay. You're born with either a penis or a vagina. So that shows you're born a man or a woman. You're not born gay.
Peter, you know, I'm not, you know, going to disagree with either you or Louise, because, and I'll tell you why. There was a broadcasting authority complaint during the marriage referendum equality, or the marriage equality referendum. Because News Talk, I think at the time, had somebody on the air who said you were born gay, and because the presenter didn't challenge it, there was a complaint upheld, because you're right, there's no evidence people are born gay. None, right? No actual scientific evidence people are born gay. But hang on. Do you really believe that a person would make a decision to be gay when we look at the world around us and the way currently... Well, maybe not so much now, but certainly before gay people were discriminated against. Do you easily, let's take us back 40 years ago, right? And there was gay men in society 4 years ago, right? 40 years ago, remember? And the slagging they got, you're queer, all this kind of stuff. Do you think people would choose to be gay and choose to bring that upon themselves? Do you honestly believe that? I'm asking a question, Peter. Do you think they choose to be gay?
They choose to, yeah.
So,
while all that was going on, people were still choosing to be gay. It didn't stop them from being gay.
No, when I say, is it not a natural instinct to be attracted to somebody, to fall in love with somebody?
Yeah, but Niall, is it not a natural instinct for a heterosexual person to fall in love with somebody? And you don't hear the heterosexual community running around looking for special things to be taught in schools. I mean,
that's all I'm saying. This is the point I just come on to make tonight.
Just because
you can't define exactly how your sexuality is developed, it doesn't give you this right then to think, well, you know, we are the LGBTQ community and we feel that we should have this.
I'm agreeing with what you're saying, and I'm agreeing with some of what Peter is saying. But some of it, I find it difficult to agree with him on. And stay there, please, Louise, as well, if you can, and Peter. And I just want to go to Phelan before I finish this up. Sorry, Phelan, you're in Classic Kids. How you doing, Phelan? Phelan, are you there?
Hey, how you going?
Yeah, Phelan, go ahead.
Well, it's just a discussion about the BBC the other night. I think the context they had it was that the Muslim parents were protesting.
That's right. Is it in the schools in the UK? Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and before that, Islamic radicals had taken over some of the primary schools and they were teaching that the gays should be killed.
Unfortunately, we've seen that in Brunei recently, where they've now brought in the death penalty for gay people.
But that was the Muslim they were talking about. It wasn't.
Yeah, but the point was they were asking. Yeah, but we have a new educational bill that's coming into this country very shortly, which will teach young children as young as 6, 7, 8 about lifestyle issues and, you know, societal issues and about LGBT. And, you know, I suppose a lot of people want to say we need to normalise different types of families and different types of units. Is that okay, Phelan?
Yeah, it's the modern world. It's not like 50 years ago or something.
Well,
it's not like gay conversion therapy or like Lou Reed and he got electric shock treatment. His parents, you know, to try and make him straight. You don't want that kind of thing. What your man wants, your Protestant friend or whatever he's.
Well, he's Pentecostal.
Stupid Protestants, isn't there?
There's an
alphabet soup of all these Protestants, Methodists and Baptists and Pentecostals and.
Why should I not be able to teach my child the way I want my child to grow up?
If you're Muslim, you can teach your child, you can kill your child if he's gay. Maybe.
Well, can I clarify, not every Muslim feels that way, by the way. There are people who are extremes in all religions, all right? It depends on the country you're living in.
Yeah, people should be able to raise their children the way they see best and the way they see fit.
Hang on, Louise, you want to say something there, go ahead.
Actually, no. I mean, I'm an atheist, so you can put that into the pile as well. You know, I have no time for religion, and I think religion has caused an awful lot of mayhem in this country, as obviously it has, north and south. So I have no time for religion at all, because I think what we're doing is we're forcing children in particular to be brought up in a certain way, which is, you know, God is love, but a lot of the stuff that's out there is not love to me.
Yeah, Peter, you're God that, you know, you pray to on a regular basis. Surely your God has told you to treat everybody as equal.
Oh, yeah. You love the sinner, but hate the sin.
But you're hanging on a minute, If God is treating everybody equal and you're looking for equality, why the hell are we going separate LGBTQ lessons in school? And another question, in the school, will they teach also about IVF? If a child was born through IVF, will they teach that child how that process all took place and what happened?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.